Now this is a dictation for Susan Nault, N-A-U-L-T, as in today. November 28, 46, addresses a letter to Mrs. Kaitlyn, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guideman, G-E-I-T, as in today, M-A-N, 775-1645. Dear Mrs. Guideman, post-hospital follow-up for Mrs. Nault. Acute on chronic renal failure, high potassium, exacerbation of COPD and CHF, has a small kidney, slightly from hypertensive nephrosclerosis. There are problems of pancytopenia, as well as iron deficiency. Reported melanotic stools as outpatient. In the hospital, the stools positive for blood. However, no active bleeding. Attempts of colonoscopy. Aborted because of poor bowel preparation. EGD showing superficial gastritis without malignancy or active bleeding. Since discharge, visit to the emergency room on March 13, concerned about lower extremity edema, venous Doppler negative for deep vein thrombosis, no changes of medication, she went back home. In the hospital, we stopped the aldactone because of high potassium, uses oxygen 24 hours, 3 liters, denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies active melena or hematochezia, no abdominal discomfort, denies cloudiness of the urine, has chronic lower extremity edema without inflammatory changes or ulcers. Mobility is very restricted, no chest pain palpitation syncope, stable dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis. She's unsteady on her feet, but no recent falling. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight Lasix, bisoprolol, off the aldactone. Remains on diabetes cholesterol management. Next paragraph, blood pressure 116/79, alert oriented intestine 3, able to speak in full sentences. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from March 11, creatinine improve at 2.1 for a GFR of 23, that will be a stage 4. Baseline creatinine, however, this is a progressive change. 2021, she was between 1.6, 1.8. November, a change to 2.1 to the present level. Presently, sodium potassium normal, elevated bicarbonate from diuretics and respiratory failure, probably CO2 retention. There is anemia 9.6, low platelet count 119, present white blood cell normal with low lymphocytes. Normal calcium. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one. Recent COPD, CHF exacerbation. Next number, respiratory failure on oxygen. We discussed the importance of fluid restriction. She was drinking water between 48 to 64 ounces, plus others. She needs to restrict it no more than 55 ounces. Next number, severe mitral regurgitation, status post-clip. Next number, pulmonary hypertension. Contributing to respiratory distress. Next number, anemia, question gastrointestinal bleeding. This needs to be discussed about outpatient colonoscopy. As indicated above, she didn't complete poor bowel preparation in the hospital. Next number, hypertensive nephrosclerosis. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled. Next number, bilateral small kidneys without obstruction. Next number, hyperkalemia, improve of the aldactone. Next number, a heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Does have, however, enlargement of the right and left atrium. Severe tricuspid regurgitation, severe pulmonary hypertension, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. Next paragraph, anemia. We are going to do one dose of Eranesp. Our goal is 10 to 11.5. Chemistry is on a monthly basis. No immediate indication for dialysis. We discussed the meaning of advanced renal failure. At this moment, continue education, AB fistula IDUE for GFR less than 20. We will keep educating about options, including at-home dialysis, in-center dialysis, and no dialysis altogether. All questions answered to the patient and the daughter. Come back on the next 2-3 months or early as needed, end of dictation.